I was 5 when I was sent out here.
Mm.
I came out in 1950. I was the youngest of a group of 15. And we were all sent to St John's at Thaguna.
Do you have many memories of those very early days?
I have a lot of memories of those early days. I can still remember the house I lived in England. I can remember the trip out here. I can remember being on the boat. I can remember being given more food than I'd seen for years.
Mm.
I can remember Colombo and the little boats coming out to visit the big boat and the children diving to collect money that was being thrown overboard for them. You know, there are things that I can still remember. And it's funny, although, you know, I'm going on for 70, you know, next year, it just doesn't go away.
So you mentioned the food aspect, and you saw more food than you'd ever seen. So I gather life for you, the life you left was a pretty harsh one, was it?
I don't think so. I think it was just normal Britain after the war.
Yeah.
I don't think it was particularly harsh. And the day before, I was with my father, and I've blocked out how I actually got on the boat, the ship to come out to Australia.
Now, I gather some children, when they came out, prospered and made good lives for themselves, and others suffered lonely childhoods. Do you know of many adults now who sort of never got over the experience as such?
Well, I can tell you the sad detail is that I believe 3 of the group of 15 that I came out with have committed suicide.
Mm.
I have been one of the lucky ones. I went on to have a very good education, and I became a nurse and a nurse manager, and had 2 children of my own. I was just so determined that nothing was going to happen to them.
Have you seen the exhibition itself?
I'm being privileged to see it tomorrow as a walkthrough before I actually open it the next day. So, but I've got all the details and I've got all the information about it. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing thing visually, as well, seeing all the photos of all the people that came out and the children that came out. I've been looking at this and thinking, I can't do that because we didn't have a camera. I don't recall any photos of me being taken there. Mm. So I'm finding it all very interesting that there were so many different organisations with different attitudes.
And for you, it's a real step back in time, I suppose, isn't it? Have you got to sort of emotionally prepare yourself for that as well, I would imagine?
Yes, I am. I mean, even talking to you this morning is fairly emotional.
In 2009, the Australian government issued an apology to the children who suffered in institutional care, and I think the British government issued an apology in 2010.
That's
for you, having lived that experience, is that enough, or do you think more needs to be done?
For me, I feel that it was too little too late, but that's just my opinion. I think it hasn't helped some of the people because they've already lost their families.
Mm.
I was fortunate. I found my father and I found my mother. My mother is still alive and living in Spain. And I was told, and it was printed in the Border Morning Mail, the Border Mail in Albury, that my mother had died during the war. So, you know, there's a whole lot of things that are going on behind all these things. That some of them said, at last, I can get some peace. But for me, I've just felt that it has never really gone away.
Mm. Is it something you talk about much with your own family? What happened to you? You mentioned raising kids of your own.
I didn't actually talk to my family until about 1985. And then in 1990, I was reading the book Empty Cradles, which was written by Margaret Humphreys. And I got a real surprise to find my photo in that book. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. I didn't know who to talk to. I didn't know what to do.
Mm.
It was just one of those things that my husband was overseas working, my children were staying away with friends, and I was totally on my own. How I got through the next day, I don't really remember because I went to work thinking everything that was in my mind that I'd been told I was lying about was actually true.
Yeah.
And that was the turning point for me, learning to accept the fact that, yes, that really had happened to me.